Hello, 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 and welcome to another a powerful and awesome Great Friday with your favorite friends right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with A. Daniel Squad and the Queen's Court as we celebrate one of the most memorable times in the Bible, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you want to go ahead and get your friends, come on back, hang out with us. We're going to have a lot in store for you, but first, switching up a little bit, we still have a powerful prayer, but this time with Sister Vivian.
To God be the glory for all that he has done, for all that he's going to do, and most of all for what he's doing for us right now. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Lord, thy kingdom come. Lord, if it's your will, O Heavenly Father, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus just to let your will be done. Asking you, O Heavenly Father, to let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day for our daily bread. And forgive us, Lord, for our trespasses as we forgive those who sin and trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, O God, but deliver us from all that is with sin and evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power and the glory. It is once more and again, O Heavenly Father, that we come before you, God, just to tell you thank you. O Heavenly Father, as we come right now, we just want to thank you, O Heavenly Father, for our lying down on last night. And, O Heavenly Father, we just got to thank you for our early rising this morning. O Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that when we rose this morning, O Heavenly Father, that we was yet clothed in our right mind. Oh, Heavenly Father, and we still, God, have the activity use of these old limbs of ours. Oh, Heavenly Father, that's why we come right now in the name of Jesus just to tell you, God, we thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, if it be thy will on tonight, Lord, but not my will, God, but let thy will be done if it's your will, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I come tonight, oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for every listening ear under the sound of my old weak voice. Oh, Heavenly Father, if it's your will, whatever they stand in the need of on tonight, God, let your will be done. Not my will, God, but let thy will be done. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I come tonight, God, I ask a special blessing on tonight, God, upon the Six Eyes Radio Network radio station, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, allow a special anointing to fall down fresh upon them, God. Oh, God, just have mercy on tonight, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I come right now, God, I pray for the AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know what each one of them, one by one and name by name, you know what they stand in the need of. And, oh, Heavenly Father, if it be thy will and not my will, God, let your will be done, Lord. Oh, God, we come tonight to tell you thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Oh, Heavenly Father, some of us need you for one thing on tonight, oh, Heavenly Father. But, oh, Heavenly Father, some of us need you for another. Oh, Heavenly Father, but I come declaring that we all need you, God, and we need you right now. So if it be your will, Lord, just allow a fresh anointing to fall fresh on every listening ear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, for all you have done. Oh, Heavenly Father, just have mercy on tonight. Oh, God, I ask you to bless right now in the name of Jesus. Just have your way, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, you made us all, but you know all about us. Oh, Heavenly Father, sometimes we get weak, God, but you make us strong. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your only son, out on Calvary's cross. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight for it, God. We lift you up for it tonight. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did. And we come right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your son. Thank you, Lord, for how he carried his own cross up to Calvary. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for stretching him wide, putting nails in his hands, put a spike in his feet, tear his head in the locks of his shoulder, put a throne of a crown of thrones upon his head. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just have your way, God.
your way, God, in this place tonight. Oh, Lord, we need you, and we need you right now. Lord, as we come tonight, we pray for this world, Lord. You know what we need, God, but most of all, you know when we need it. So have your way on tonight, God. Oh, God, just bless right now. As we come tonight, God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in all over the land, Lord. Oh, Lord, just stop by the hospitals on tonight, all over this land, God. And, Lord, if it be thy will, just travel from room to room and hall to hall. Speak to the doctors, oh, Heavenly Father. Tell the doctors what to do with thy people. Oh, God, as we come tonight, we pray for the ones, oh, Heavenly Father, oh, God, that's in jail and prison right now all over this world, Lord. Oh, God, just have mercy upon them tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, you made them, Lord, and you know all about them. So have your way on tonight, God. Oh, bless tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We praise you tonight, God. We lift you up tonight, God. We magnify your name on tonight, God. We give you the highest praise right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Oh, it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. And Father God, we ask you tonight to look upon the ones that are in the nursing home, God, all over this world, Lord. Oh, God, just strengthen them tonight, God. Have mercy upon them on tonight, God. Just have your way, God. Just have mercy, Jesus, as long as any mercy can be found. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Oh, God, I thank you for this opportunity on tonight. Oh, God, just have mercy right now, God. Oh, Lord, we continue to pray for all the bereaved families, Lord, all over the land, God. Just have mercy, Jesus. Comfort them in their time of their sorrow, Lord. Oh, God, just have mercy, Jesus. Wipe the tears, Lord, from their eyes. Let them know, God, that you're too wise to make a mistake and you're too just to do any wrong. Just have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy on tonight, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. We just bless your name. Have your way, God. Allow us to decrease, God. Increase it within us, God. Oh, God, just have mercy tonight. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we do lift you up, and we give you all the honor, give you all the glory, and give you all the praise. This is our prayer. This is my prayer. I ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. It is in Jesus' name that I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Viv. We really appreciate that. Again, welcome tonight to our Easter celebration. We know that you're going to enjoy it. We're going to give you some information. We're going to give you some songs, some poets, some poems, some recitations, just sharing Easter ideas and memories. So sit back, relax. If you want to be involved, remember to press that 1. We want to hear what you have to say as well. Welcome again to the show.
Hello, each and every one of you. My name is Mr. Anthony. I am the president of the nonprofit organization One Mobile Services. That is WUN. What you need, mobile services. Here at One Mobile, our mission is to bring everyday essential goods to our neighbors and communities and to those who are not mobile. We also envision a world where the immobile will have equal opportunity and access to essential goods in accordance with the needs of all. If you would like to help us to continue to help others, please send your charitable donations to $WUNMOBILEINC. That is the Cash App, $OneMobileInc. You can be assured that your contribution will make the difference in someone's life. They thank you, and we thank you as well. May God bless each and every one of you.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good evening, America. May God bless you, and may He be with you. Welcome. You are now tuned in to the phenomenal AJ and the Squad here with the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio. Enjoy the show, everyone.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey, what's there, Millie?
Come on. Everybody be coming for the show. Be here.
All right, dear Millie. What you want to drink?
What do you got? Water? Gold products? Happy products?
Is there anything there? Yep.
I'll take some water. And let me get a sweet tea.
All right, dear. One water, one sweet tea. All right, I'm going to get me a good old water. You can get me some good old junk juice.
Dad, what's junk juice? Dad, I want junk juice.
Sorry, can I get your junk juice? You're not older than
that. Oh, that's okay.
All right. What else? What do you want to eat?
Let me get some popcorn. Let me get some licorice, some jelly beans. Let me get an Easter egg.
And you want an Easter egg? Well, you know what the Easter is going to do for you.
I know. You get about two of them, too. Make four out of them.
All right, then, Mike. I'll see you.
Hey, how y'all doing? What y'all like to get with the honey?
All right. I want some, let me get a water, a sweet tea, jumper juice, and another water.
All right.
All right, let me get, four eggs for him, four eggs for me, some licorice, jelly beans, and let me get me some raisinets and googly.
All right. There you go. Anything else?
Hey, that. Ask me.
Oh, yeah. Do you know about that there squad?
What squad that is?
Oh, it's called AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yep, along with Queen's Court.
For real? Sound like I kind of know about that place. Let me ask you something. Oh. Is that the one with that 515 area code?
Yep.
And that 605, is it 9340?
Yeah, how you know that?
Oh, man, you just don't know, man. Man, everybody hear about that. That's just the hottest of the hottest I heard.
Yeah, Billy, sure enough, he is. You ain't know.
So what's going on tonight with it?
It's all about Easter. Yeah, Easter coming up, Sunday.
Oh, that is right. Gotta get ready for the Easter egg hunt.
I tell you what, when you do that Easter egg hunt thing, make sure you put it on Facebook Live. Yep, you like to see stuff like that. Good content. And your church service also.
Sounds good to me. I'll try to do it.
Another thing there, Billy, is that if they're ready, the show don't already start.
Oh, the show don't already start? What time that show has started?
That show has started at 8:30 p.m. every Friday night. First Friday night, Queen's Court. So let everybody, space up. Tell your friends and everything like that. It's going down, the hottest of the hottest. And we're talking about
Easter, right?
That's right.
Don't cancel me. But that's not Jesus.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
So much of what I see impacts my belief.
The truth is,
the next generation is leaving, they don't believe.
They can't figure out
how could the God of oppressed be the same?
It seems like
I'm getting up on your tires, the silence that I'm dying explain.
How can we kneel to pray, but you abandon me when I kneel to injustice? When it comes to the Bible,
how can you tell me I'm not in it?
This may get me in trouble, but apocalyptic poetic image, but blonde hair, blue eyes. I hate to say it, but that's the real question is the lover of my soul, not the judge of my clothes. He'll take me as I am. Grandmama said, give me the one who died, the one who saved my life. When I was lost, he found me. When I was sick, he healed me. Do you know that Jesus? Listen, they may never walk in a church, may never hear a message. After this, will you please do me a favor? Wherever you go, please.
Help them see Jesus.
They gave you a reason to go off, but for the love of God, please.
Help them see Jesus.
I know they don't love you at the level that you love them, but please. We may not agree on his appearance, but we can agree on his assignment. So, to my kids, you can't get into heaven off of daddy's Jesus. You got to have your own relationship with him. My prayer is that one day you'll just say, God, I pray one day our children will live to say,
I see Jesus.
We're living in a cold, cold world.
Help them see Jesus.
If I can't trust who I see, how can I trust you? God, my prayer for this world is,
help them see Jesus.
For the person who's wrestling with anxiety, frustration, depression, low self-esteem, heartache, or heartbreak, someone's praying for you. Maybe you feel like you're at the end of your rope. You're tired. You're heavy. You feel alone. I want you to know that we broke all of the rules just to pray for you. God told me to tell you that you matter. You were worth dying for. I pray by the end of this record, you see
Jesus.
You decide that I have a reason to live.
I see Jesus.
I wrestle with depression myself, and I know that it's hard. But you gotta make a decision that my life will mean something. I'm not here to be famous. I'm not here to be rich. I'm here just to help people
see Jesus.
That was Not Jesus by Pastor Mike Jr.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to AJ and the Squad in the Queens Court here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network Station 2. That's right. The phone lines are now open, 515-605-9340. Remember to press that 1. Wait till it says you are in the host queue, and Queen will get to you expeditiously.
Yes.
Trust me, you are not going to want to miss tonight. You're definitely going to want to be a part of this.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much, AJ, for awesome opening, as always. Thank you, Sister Sylvia, and Two-Piece and Billy. Thank you guys as well. So sit back and relax. Remember, if you want to talk, like you said, press 1, and we'll get your mics open. Okay, let's scroll. Hey, that's a fan favorite. Let me see. Okay. Whew. That's got a good big crowd. That's good. That's good. We're going to check with everybody, make sure everybody's okay. All right. Let's do you. 828, your mic is open. Okay, we'll come back to you. But thank you for being there. We appreciate you so much. How about 678? Your mic is open.
Well, good evening, everyone. How's everybody
good
doing?
Evening.
Good evening. Good evening to you.
This is Mrs. Rucker by way of Georgia. I'm super excited to be with everyone on tonight. Thank you so much for the invite, for letting me know that you guys were going to be on here tonight. I think that today is a phenomenal, phenomenal day. And I really just wanted to come by to just encourage everybody that today is Good Friday. Today is better than Good Friday. Today is when we who believe, Lord, we thank you, we who believe understand that Jesus paid it all today, and that he went through a whole bunch of stuff on today for us. And in about 3 days, somebody get excited, because in 3 days he will get up with all power in his hand. And that in itself is enough to get excited about on tonight. And so all day I have been on 10, just really excited about this weekend because
if you have
hello?
Your phone on speaker, could you please take it off, please? It's making an echo. I do apologize for that.
Oh, no worries for me. I've been excited about it all day because I just want to encourage everyone to get with somebody and invite them into the house of God on Sunday, because it's a glorious day. Today I was able to tell somebody that on this coming Sunday, this is not the get cute Sunday. This is the undignified Sunday, because you need to be undignified for Jesus on Sunday. Like, put your heels aside and get your socks together, because this is the Sunday that you should be super excited about the fact that your Savior, my Savior, has risen. He has conquered death and life. He's went to hell and conquered it and got the keys, and by his stripes we are healed, and everything that we will do, won't do, have done, will think about doing is uncovered under the blood. And so I'm excited about Resurrection Weekend. I pray that everybody who is under the sound of my voice know God as Lord and Savior over their lives. And if they don't, then I want to encourage you to get to know him. I want to encourage you to understand that not only did he say that he loved you and that he would die for you, but he's actually went forth with the act. And because of that, because he lives, hallelujah, somebody, then we can face tomorrow. We can face everything that we may be going against right now. Every day may not be sunny, but we thank God every day for Jesus, and we thank him for Calvary. And I just wanted to stop by really just to say, y'all, hey, I haven't talked to y'all in a while, and just encourage y'all that God loves you. Dion, the Ruckers love you. And just stay focused on what it is that God has purposed your life for. And even when you get off track, understand that you have a Father who's open. He has his arms wide open for you to come home, for you to be able to repent, and for you to get back in alignment with what it is that he has for you. That's it. That's all.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Rucker. Please tell Mr. Rucker that we said hello, and the kids as well, and the dogs, because the dogs be singing with you. So praise God for the dogs, too. So thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. You can sit back and say what it is if you want to. If you're not, I know you're a busy woman, but we do appreciate you coming by. We definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. Love you all.
Love you back. 336, your mic is open.
Hello. Amen.
Go right here, baby. Yeah, you go ahead. 240, your mic is open. 85063, your mic is open. Okay, y'all, don't want to talk. Okay. 704-99, your mic is open.
Well, you know I'm not shy. This is Tony, calling out of Charlotte in the state of North Carolina. Hello, Miss Lady. Hello, everybody.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm so excited to be here on this evening. My mental is, y'all know my mental is a 10. I'm always 10 around y'all queens and kings and y'all beautiful people. And I just can't wait to hear this show. It's going to be very exciting. And all praises go to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I really appreciate his dying and rising again. And I'm going to stop right there. I can say the rest for a little bit later. Thank y'all.
Amen.
That on
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right. Going on down. 205-15, your mic is open.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Godfather from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm very excited about this show. I'm sure this show will be something that I will remember for a long time. So I hope everybody will get something out of it and return for the show of next Friday. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. 239-74, your mic is open.
Hello.
This is
Sister Carolyn out of Lehigh Acres, Florida, and I am so excited. I'm glad to be on this line with you all tonight, and happy resurrection.
Thank you. Glad to be here with us. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
80390, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Two Feet from South Carolina. Glad to be in the number one more time, praising my God for everything he's doing in my life, as everybody else's life as well. God bless you all. Can't wait to hear the show tonight. I'm complete.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for you, sir. 850-200, your mic is open.
Giving honor to our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is our everything tonight. Without Christ, we can't do anything, and we know the reason for this season. And these hours, so I give God the glory, I give God the praise. Thank God, amen, for all of my fam, amen, being with us tonight, amen. And I give them the glory and the praise. Thank God for my sister Vivian, and Sister Carolyn, Pastor, and just all of you all. Find it not robbery to come in, amen, and be a part of the AVN squad in Queens Court tonight. I show you dare not want to meet, that you meet. One you don't want to miss, but you're going to run and tell somebody about AJ and the squad in Queens Court on this night, this Good Friday. I am completed. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? 828, your mic is open.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, good
hey,
evening.
Hey, my queen.
Hey, what's going on with it? How you doing?
I'm doing marvelous. I'm just doing marvelous.
Absolutely. That's what's great and glad to hear.
How is school going?
With LaToya, it's going lovely. I done changed my major. I'm doing criminal justice.
Okay.
And I done got invited to join the Ambassador Club or the Governor's Club. I'm not for sure which one I want to do.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I got an award back in February. Well, like a scholarship back in February.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to make the dean's list.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Good work. Kind of a prize.
Thank you. Our birthday coming up.
You better know it. You better know it. Gemini season. They better tell them.
I know.
I am not fooling with y'all too. Fucking birthday.
My mental. It's been doing good. Hopefully,
yeah.
I'll be going to court next year.
Okay. Make sure you keep us up with what's going on. And always know that the platform is there. Anytime you want to post some, drop some, you know, we appreciate the content.
Thank you. I've been trying to stay busy.
We should.
I'm behind.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Bro.
7 days
Come
a week.
On,
really?
By calling either
Just
station 1
Just take care of that.
424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Or station 2 by calling 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. Press the number 1. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sundays on station 1.
Really?
Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
You have no control on your board for that?
The Six Eyes Gospel Show, but you get your first praise on without leaving the house.
1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And then on
it's
station
okay,
2.
We're going to get it. It's all right, you guys. Just, we know what the day is. It's all right. We're going to make this happen.
The Six Eyes, cover-to-cover study of the Word with Missionary Ken and Ruth
really?
Wolfgang.
You hear yourself going back on mute. It's just
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
Then
I'm
on Monday,
back on, mute.
On Station 2.
This is the Six Eyes, lost and found. There are thousands
you all my, all mics right now, all of them.
Every year.
That's what I'm doing.
And for every one of them, someone, somewhere has seen them. Maybe that listener is listening tonight. That listener is you.
5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, and then on station 1, get motivated.
Be able to go on the board. There's got to be a way you can shut that off on the board. If they can turn it on, you can turn it off.
It's nothing playing on the board. That's coming off of somebody's phone. None of the messages on the board is even playing.
My soul says yes. Yes to your way, yes to your will.
I'm trusting you,
yes to obeying you. You are tuned in to the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet.
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
If it's
then
on somebody's
Tuesdays,
phone, they got to be able to pump it in here. We still have to be able to control.
Two.
But all the mics are muted. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know where it's coming from. Everybody's muted right now, except for me and you.
Okay, so if me and you can hear it, right? It's not my phone.
Right. Not my phone.
Would that mean we got both of us in a bubble right now?
It's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt. 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, and then on Station 1.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to 16 Road on Road to Sun of Venus, 6 Eyes Radio.
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Then on Wednesdays on Station 2.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
It's the Six Eyes Wednesday Children's Bible Time with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, as well as Sister Emily Barnum, with great music and scripture, as well as stories by Ranger Bill, Uncle Bob, and Sister Ruth. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and then on Station 1... It's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, brought to you by Holiness Bibles for the Blind at Holiness, H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. With Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m.
Good evening, everyone. I think I figured out the problem, and hopefully you can get back to your programming. I apologize for whatever has happened there, but please continue on with your show, and may everyone have a great weekend. Please call me if you need anything else. All right? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to start opening mics one at a time. I do humbly apologize for that, you guys. You just
open all the mics up first. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
You may hear yourself coming back off mute if you was on mute. Thank you, guys.
So we know when you got everybody back up, Nora.
Okay, go ahead.
Is everybody's mics open?
Amen.
Everybody that had their hand up, yeah.
I want to personally apologize to each and every one of you from AJ, personally, from AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. AJ and the squad, it's nothing new to us. We understand who we are. We understand what we represent. And we understand that AJ and the squad, the Queen's Court, and everybody who can hear the sound of my voice right now on this podcast, we are children of God. We are warriors. We are survivors. We are the ones. We are the truth. And we know that the devil is always lurking. We know the devil is always up to something. The devil never sleeps. Just after a while, it's just not a coincidence. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now, let's continue with our phenomenal show.
I'm going to keep muting me.
Everybody's been muted. I just unmuted everybody.
Just understand. We're gonna focus. We're going to get through this. We understand. We know. We know. We understand. We're not going to let that sidetrack us. We are going to continue.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, where were we?
Our mental checks.
Amen. And our mental, never mind.
Amen. I was completed.
Yes, ma'am.
You sure?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I am.
All right.
Now,
205-15.
There you go.
Yeah, this is the Godfather. I've been on once with someone telling me to talk. I'm just disappointed.
Amen.
Okay, no, we okay. We okay. We're going to be just fine.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
That's actually all. 336, did you want to say anything?
Hello?
All right. Hey.
Hello? Hey.
How's your mental this evening?
Hello, my mental.
Go ahead, Destiny.
No, you go, please.
Okay, well, I'm going. This is Destiny calling from out of the state of Virginia. Through it all, we shall and we will have a good show. And I'm just here waiting for the show to see what's going to happen because I know it's going to be a good one.
Amen. Okay, go ahead.
Hello to everyone out there. I'm Miss Friday Joy, calling from the North Carolina area, and my mental is a 10.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
850-63, your mic is open.
Good evening, my name is Gilbert, Sylvia Gilbert from Tallahassee.
Hi.
I was invited by missionary Taylor Clayton. And looking forward to the show tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Was that everyone, my queen?
I think that Lockless is on. I don't know if they are muted or something.
Let's
see if we can find the Lockless.
I don't see them, but... Mr. and Mrs. Lockley, if y'all are on, will you press 1, please? Because they're not, the ones that's on is not none of them.
Are you all, can y'all hear her?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
There you go.
How you doing, Queen?
I'm fine, Mr. Lockley. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm doing good. How you doing, AJ?
How you doing, sir? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too. I'm doing fine.
Glad to hear it.
Yes, sir. I thank God for being here on the show tonight on the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. And I'm looking forward to the show. My mental is about a 9. That's good for me. And I'm excited about the holiday, about the resurrection. And I'm complete.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, good evening.
Hi. This is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Leslie Lockley.
from Tallahassee, Florida, and I just want to say that, you know, we all have days when we just need a little boost of positivity and encouragement and get through the day. So I'm just grateful and thankful for Six Eyes Radio with AJ and the squad in Queens Court, because you all are amazing, you're strong, you're beautiful, you're loving, you're kind, and I'm just so blessed to be able to be here with you all on a Friday night, and I am complete, and I'm looking forward to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you both so very much. Anybody else? Press 1 if you'd like to share your mental with us right now. All right.
And once again, everybody, please be mindful that when these mics are open, everything in your background is picked up. So we understand that a lot of people like to put it on speakerphone. We ask you to please press the mute button when you put it on speakerphone and then continue with your lives. But please be courteous and mindful of what is going on in here in the podcast. We appreciate that. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm AJ calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. My mental is great. I've had a great week. I've enjoyed putting the music and the commercial together for tonight. I'm glad to be here with my queen. I'm glad here to be with the squad. I'm glad here to be with all you great people. And I am not going to hold the show up. Let's get into it. With that, I'm complete. God is great.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, sir. Anybody else? Okay, this is the queen, and I'll make this quick. God is just who God is. And I felt in my spirit earlier that something wasn't right. But God is awesome. God is good. God is great. And I'm not praising no food right now either, but God is awesome. And God will always get the glory out of every story, and he's going to get it tonight. So with that, I'm complete, and I thank you all for being here, and we thank you for your support. Okay, and with that, we are going to move on. Pastor Gwen, are you in here? Are you here?
I am.
Hi.
Okay.
Right. Before we get to Pastor Gwen, we're going to first of all pay a bill, because that's what we got to do. Okay.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
And keep those seatbelts on. One more.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. Thank you for that. You are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court celebrating Easter, because he has risen. All right. Let's move on, move on, move on. God is so good. Woo, Miss Pride and Joy.
Yes, amen.
You got some force over there, my friend.
Amen. I've been going.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to be going with Women History Poem tonight. Maybe in my Okay. Still I rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may thaw me in the very dirt, but still like dust I rise. Does my sexiness upset you while you beset with gloom? Cause I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with certainty of ties. Just like hope spring and high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lower eyes? Shoulders falling down like I got teardrops, weakened by my sofa cries. Does my happiness offend you? Do you take it off of heart? Cause I laugh like I got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your happiness, but still like her, I rise. Does my sentiment upset you? Does it come as a surprise? That I dance like I got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the hut and history and shame, I rise. Up front past the rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping wide and welling and swelling. I burn a tide, leaving behind the nights of terror and the fears, I rise. And to a daybreak that's wonderfully clear and rise. Bringing my gift that my ancestor gave. I am the dream and I am the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. Amen, by Maya Angelou. Still, I rise. Women History Month. Amen.
I just wondered who that was by, you know. I just had no idea who that could have been by. Thank you, darling. Appreciate that. Is this the men's block? Brother AJ.
What happened?
Are we doing the men's block right here?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure I have it right. Mr. Lockley? Mr. Lockley, are you still there?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for your scripture, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Coming from St. John, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 5th verse. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I read to you St. John, the 3rd chapter, the 5th through the 17th verses. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Glory to God.
So, we're going to get into some of our Easter festivities. Pastor Gwen, are you ready?
I am.
All right. You may go right ahead.
Thank you all, and hello to everyone out there today. Thank you all for having me. I just want to encourage you and do the word of God on today. And you look at Luke's 24th chapter, it says that very early on Sunday morning, the woman went to the tomb, taking the spice they had prepared. They found that the stone has been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there, puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their face to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is here. He is risen from the dead." And I like that because Christ is risen, and we celebrate this week. This weekend, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He came to die, buried, and he rose on the third day for our sins. And our duty is to accept the finished work of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. The young man just was reading John 3:16, where it tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life." So this is what Jesus came for, that we can have eternal life through him. We know back in the Bible days that the priest had to go before the throne of God with a blood sacrifice to offer up our sins. But now because Jesus died, that curtain of partition is torn down, that we can go to Jesus for ourselves and have fellowship with Jesus for ourselves once we accept the finished work of Jesus Christ. And once we, when we believe that Christ has died for our sins and that he has risen on the third day, now we can come into a relationship with God for ourselves and begin to, you know, serve God in our own way now. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundance and mercy has caused us to be born again." That means we are reborn once we accept Jesus Christ in our life as Lord and Savior. Now we must be born again. Like he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So in order for us to reign with Christ, we must be reborn. And we talk about through the Spirit, man. We got to be transformed. Our minds have to begin to be renewed. And when we are reborn, we're set apart for his purpose. And so Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse, it tells us not to be no longer conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So once we come into a relationship and accept what Christ has done for us as we celebrate this weekend of his resurrection, once we come into a relationship with him, then the process begins to begin to change our mindset. We begin to change our thinking. Our thinking is no longer like what it used to be before we got saved. Our thinking is no longer selfish, but it's our minds is beginning to be renewed each and every day in Jesus Christ. We begin to live like Jesus Christ. We begin to represent Jesus Christ and be a part of him because he calls us for a purpose. And so in order for us to walk in Jesus Christ and to have that relationship with Christ, we got to also begin to be renewed in our minds. Our mindset has to be changed. Our living has to change. Our talk has to change. Our life living has to change because Jesus Christ came just for that, for us to have a relationship with him. And so this is what Jesus came for. So we have to just be encouraged that Jesus, he went through all of that for us, for our sins, for us to have a relationship with him. We cannot do anything outside of Jesus Christ. Everything must have to be done through Jesus Christ because he set us apart. That means we are sanctified. Sanctified is to be set aside for his purpose, for his glory. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So once we are in Christ, the old man, that old way that we used to think, all those old habits, those things that wasn't lining up with the will of God, those things are passed away. Behold, new things come. We begin to get into our world. We begin to study. We begin to pray. Our language has changed. The old nature, the old way about us is changing. We have to do that. It's a daily process where we begin to change. Our mind begin to become more and more like Christ because those old things, we would no longer have no desire to do things that's outside of the will of God. Because we all want to stand righteous before God. And anything that we do in our life and it does not line up with the will of God, then we are outside of his will. So our life, because Jesus came, our life now must line up with the word of God, must line up with the will of God. We must walk in righteousness, and we must stand before God in righteousness, because this is what pleases God, that we walk in righteousness, that we trust in his word, and that we begin to turn from our wicked ways. And like I said, this is a daily thing. This is a every day. Renewed in our mind each and every day. So if we have bad habits, God, as we get into God's word, God will begin to turn our minds that we no longer want to do those bad habits anymore because now our mind is being renewed only because of Jesus Christ. The only way we can do this is to come into a relationship with Christ. You cannot come bring a new mind if you're not in a relationship with Christ. We all have to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ in order for all these new things to begin to come because you cannot serve God and the devil too. So once we become to Christ, then God is going to start doing the work from the inside out. So we must just put our trust in him, turn to him, because this is what he went to the cross for us for, because we were sinners without hope. But Jesus had a plan. God had a plan. He said, I'm going to send my only son to die for you all, that you all can come into a relationship. We know that it was messed up from Adam and Eve, and it brought sin into the world. But God had a better plan because God loved us so much. And he said, I'm going to send my only son because I want relationship with my people. So God, Jesus came, died for our sin. Now we can have that relationship with God, and we can get back to God and begin to worship him and praise him like he ordained from the beginning. And so I just want to encourage you all today that Jesus Christ is the reason for this season right now, that he died and he rose on the third day for our sins, that we can live in him, we can live in peace, we can live in harmony. But we must come into a relationship with Christ. Like I said, we cannot do anything outside of the will of God. So we must come into a relationship with Christ and live out a life of holiness that what he expects of us. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Alpha words.
You ready for our first break?
True words.
Yeah. All right.
Some true words, and we thank you so much for that. And we have to learn to live like that. You know, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna get it all right every time, but you never put forth an effort. So we definitely thank you for that. Thank you for your time and your willingness to do that. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Relax. We've got more to come. More to come. I'm going to let the men start showing out here in a minute. See what they got to say. They're going to sit back and be quiet.
Amen.
I don't hear that. Well, no, no. Mm-mm. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. No, no, no. Okay, okay. Ooh, the devil is busy tonight.
It's okay.
It's okay. You know what? We want him to be busy. Because they just
want
him to be God. So go
exactly.
ahead and get busy. Do what you're doing.
Amen. The devil is defeated.
You're not going to win. You'll be all right.
That's right. The battle is mine now. It's here.
That's right. See, look, he back. It's no problem. It's no problem.
Amen.
You on there? It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
No problem.
Can you hear me?
You got it. Yes, I hear you, baby.
I
yep.
rebuke you in the name mm-hmm. of Jesus. Please hold.
Yep. More technical difficulties, but it's okay. It's all right. I'm excited because I know how God is going to deal with this. I already know how he is going to flourish, and it's going to be so good because God is going to win. Victory? What? I'm not trying to hear all that. My God don't play about me. I've been trying to tell people that. So I'm just... we're going to have a good old time. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. He coming to me, and I think y'all. I think they're going to do something for us.
Public service announcement from A.J. Ward, along with the Queen's Court and the Six Eyes Radio.
Much I love you.
Did you miss the live podcast on Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Not a problem. Now, all you have to do is say, "Hey Alexa, play the podcast 6 Eyes Radio Network 2.
Playing 6 Eyes Radio Network 2 from Apple Podcasts. Here's AJ and the squad.
Friday with your favorite friend, our 6 Eyes Radio Network station number 2. It's AJ and the squad. It's Queen.
There you go. Now, you'll never, ever, ever have to miss another episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the 6 Eyes Radio. This has been a public service announcement.
That was pretty cool.
Hello, my name is Sarah Bush. I am from Baldwin, Long Island, New York. I am a fan of AJ and Squad and the Queen's Court.
Hi, I'm Cindy.
And I am listening.
We're the Lockers from Tallahassee, Florida. We love listening to the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court, one of the hottest radio stations in the nation.
Amen. National Today's Mental Health Holidays. And tonight's the day of happiness. It's the same way that we take our bodies to the doctor. When we're feeling sick, we should do the same for our minds. And that's why we emphasize the importance of all 27 mental health holidays celebrated in a year. From showing love, friendship, and togetherness to a national hugging day. Like the World Alzheimer's Day, Mental Health Day, seriously, works to bring a knowledge to all mental health holidays. Be grateful, be kind this year. The theme is reconnecting for happiness, building resilient communities, International Day of Happiness 2024. How the World Happiness Day around the world. Every year, happiness is a fundamental human goal. The United Nations General Assembly recognized this goal and calls for a more inclusive, equitable, and balanced approach to economic growth that promotes the happiness, well-being of all people. The United Nations invites each person of any age, plus every classroom, business, and government to join in celebrating of International Day of Happiness. Give someone a smile. You may just save their day. It's International Day of Happiness today. Blessed are you, Lord our God, maker of heaven and earth, and Father of all your people. We give you glory for your goodness and for your loving care for us. Bless this food, this bread, and grant that all who eat it may be strong in body. Grow in your love. Blessed are you, Lord our God, forever and ever.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad here with the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Who got the juice? I do. I be riding my own way, something like a title. My music comes so natural, don't have to try to. You ain't gotta worry about it when it's built inside your head. Yeah, that's the part. I don't know if you heard, but I got away with my word. Yeah, I know you feel it by inside at first. Yeah, I'm only getting better cause I know it hurts. I'm so tired of acting like I ain't plugged with the plug. I'm so tired of acting like this can't go in the club. It feels so hard that even the thought showing me love. So when they ask me what's good, I'ma tell them that it's good. Is it good? Bio. It feels like I just pulled up in something that's brand new. The new car smelling it, clean like fresh linen. And you know about my business, like I got 5, 6, 7 tears. And you know I'ma stay with it, and you know I'ma go get it. If you think that I'm bragging, pick it up with the one that sent me. In my body got me doing the most. I'm so tired of
That was Excellent by Corinne Hawthorne.
Hey everybody, this is Eagle Tasha calling from New York. I love listening to AJ and the squad. Now, back to the show.
Well, it's all yours, my queen.
Give it up to AJ, y'all. He's so good with that. Yay, AJ. Yay. And I can vouch, it is not easy. It is not easy. As I told y'all once before, he had me doing one song. One song. That's all I had to do. Oh, no. I spent about 45 minutes on that one song, and it still wasn't right. So imagine him doing the whole show. That is not my thing. So thank you so much for that, sir. We greatly appreciate it.
You
got that.
What I got next. You know, your block is coming next. Wait till you see what I got next.
Okay, all right. I can only imagine. All right, who we got next? Where's Silhouette? Silhouette is here somewhere. Silhouette, if you are in here, please press 1, my friend. Ah, there you are. All right. Hello, Miss Silhouette.
Hello.
I was waiting for it.
He had nothing to say. I was like, but that wasn't a thing.
Right.
Let's put it back on hold.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay, now you know this is a spiritual show tonight, God.
Hey.
It's a spiritual show tonight.
I didn't say anything wrong, God.
Hello, Godfather.
No,
thank
you.
How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful.
Go right ahead, Miss Silhouette.
Okay. Y'all just be catching me off guard sometimes, but God is good.
Come on, baby.
All the time.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to pay my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll find my time for with faith. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know all
Real quickly to whoever that is who keeps pushing buttons, if I catch you, I'm going to mute your phone.
Did you hear that? Thank you, baby. That was good. You go, girl. You
that was
beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, daughter. Thank you, daughter.
Tomorrow. Because he lives. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't go too far because you got a poem later on. So don't you go too far. Just want to let you know.
I can't wait to hear what Godfather has for us.
Yes.
Godfather,
what you got for us?
I got something.
Come on, Godfather. I know it. Amen.
You like to give us something now?
Give us what you got, Godfather.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it our men's block time? I got some more stuff now.
No, we got Godfather. Godfather should be going now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's okay. That's all right.
I'd like to say good evening to all of you people in the radio land. Radio land. I am the Godfather. And we have two parts of Easter, I think. I think we have the fun, and then we have the serious side of Easter. The fun side of Easter is when we all have a nice family meal. We all dressed up. The children look good in their clothing, and they got their little Easter baskets, and the young man got their little sand baskets, I remember. And then the serious side is when we go to church. That's where we learn what Easter is all about. Mm-hmm. We learn that our God sacrificed his son for us. The death that he went through, we should be grateful and thank God for sacrificing his son for our sins. We should all be grateful to think on that third day he arose from the dead. And now we want to know how we know he lives. He lives within our heart. May God bless each and every one of you and have a happy holiday and keep Christ in your heart. Happy Easter.
Amen. Beautiful. That was so eloquent, Mr. Godfather. God bless you, sir.
Beautiful Godfather. Thank you.
So prestigious
well.
Over there.
Yes, so debonair, debonair. Yes. Mr. Tony, can you top that? Well, Mr. Tony on mute, so let's go get him back off mute.
Yeah,
all right, sir, I'm coming. I know it. I'm coming, sir. Just hang on. Here we come. Okay. All right, Mr. Turner. There you go, sir.
Ain't no way in the world I can stop this. Way in the world.
It's not about that, Mr. Tony. Just be
you
and give it y'all. Tony, give it y'all. That is your best.
I feel so unworthy to be among
no,
all
no,
y'all
don't
great
use words like that.
Speakers.
You can't do
like
that.
All
Tony,
y'all
come
great songers and
you
prayers
can.
And preachers. I'm just giving y'all, ooh-wee. This is what, to me, is all about giving. And I'm giving all y'all props. Y'all are so great. And y'all know what? I'm up there too, because I'm here with you all. And I just thank God for just giving his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm a believer, yes, and I'm so grateful to say that. I'm so full. I'm just enjoying everybody and everything y'all are saying and doing. And I got so much I would like to say. I'm gonna abbreviate it as usual. But I'm so thankful because I know that Jesus died and rose so we can rise again with Him. And we can't let His being crucified and Him dying and rising again with all power in His hands, all the keys to the heavens and the earth. We can't let that be in vain. We got to take full advantage of that by, you know, being obedient to His will and His way. And, you know, I'm just grateful for His love and kindness, you know, His grace and His mercy, you know, that, you know, He looked down upon us as all of us were sinners, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And, you know, He died so that we can make it in. And I'm just grateful, you know, that He chose little old me to be one of the ones that accept Him and believe in that He is the Messiah, you know, that He was the Son of God and that He rose for me. And I thank God for you all, and I'm so blessed to be amongst all of you all. And I'm really enjoying the show. Thank you all. And complete.
Amen. That was a great job, Brother Tony. Appreciate you.
Tony, you did great.
Acting like you can't be articulate. Man, you better cut that out, sir.
We don't play games around here.
I'm in tears. You know, y'all, I'm just so happy for all of you all. Y'all teach me how to be a great speaker. You know, I'm trying to get on everybody, you know. I'm trying to get on y'all's level. Y'all are really, really good. Stella, I didn't know you like that. Ooh, wait. I see why the Godfather's so crazy. You dry that. Oh, I see now. I'm
not paying for Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Amen.
Tony, what we would do without you, honey? What would we do without you? You just bring a whole nother ingredient to the whole program, honey. I just thank you so much, sir.
Well, I feel a part then. I really do. Thank you.
Yes,
I feel you so
yes,
well,
sir.
Don't
by all means, by all means. Thank
y'all for having me.
So what do we have next, my queen, on the lineup?
I believe we might have, let's see, we just did him. Miss Lockley.
I'm here.
Hi, can we have some Easter expressions from you, my friend?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say good afternoon and greetings and blessings to everyone.
You as well.
And this is Kendall Lockley. And I just want to say that Easter is a symbol of hope and renewal and a new life. And Easter is a very interesting holiday. And Easter is the Christian festival that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ and His promises of eternal life. And what I love about Easter is because it is a day in which we can say to each other, Christ is risen, and know that it's true. I love Easter because it not only brings smiles to the face, but joy to the heart, peace in times that those have brokenhearted, and reminds us that there is always hope in the world, which sometimes seems hopeless. Jesus died that day, but He rose. He was resurrected, and He died to forgive us, forgive everybody's sin. So Easter makes us feel good because Jesus died in the place of everybody. So on this Easter Sunday, let us embrace His unwavering love and learn to forgive like God did and spread joy in the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful.
Sounds like a nice assignment. I'll take it.
Amen.
All right. We got that. All right. Evangelist Clayton. Are you ready to sing praises unto the Lord, my friend?
If I can switch spots with my sister, Sister Gibbard. Mm-hmm. And I'll take her
sure.
spot.
Okay, and how about after that we take a break after Sister Gilbert?
Okay.
Would that work for you?
Sylvia? Uh-huh.
Yes,
All right. You're up, my friend.
Okay.
You've got good. What you got, baby.
So glad I'm here.
Yes.
So glad I'm here. Oh, I'm so glad I'm here in my Jesus' name. Church, I'm so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. Church, I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Church, I'm so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. Church, I'm so glad I'm here in my Jesus' name. Church, I'm so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. Church, I'm so glad I'm here in my Jesus' name. I'm gonna praise Him while I'm here. Praise Him while I'm here. I'm gonna praise Him while I'm here in my Jesus' name. I'm gonna praise Him while I'm here. Praise Him while I'm here. Hallelujah now. Praise Him while I'm here. In Jesus' name, church, I'm gonna serve Him while I'm here. Serve Him while I'm here. I'm gonna serve Him while I'm here in my Jesus' name. I'm gonna serve Him while I'm here. I'm gonna serve Him while I'm here. I'm gonna serve Him while I'm here in Jesus' name. Church, I could have been dead. Even in my grave, I could have been even in my grave. Oh, I could have been dead and gone in my Jesus' name. Church, I could have been dead and gone, y'all. I could have been dead and gone. Church, I could have been dead and gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. That was very strong, very powerful.
I like that. I like that. That was close. Right there.
People with beatboxes, snapping, whistling. Amen.
I like it. I like it. That's that old school singing right there, baby.
I love it. I love
yes,
it.
That's my Eddie used to sing. Amen.
That's right.
That was
they
awesome.
Need no music,
awesome.
No nothing, honey.
Yeah. Yes. That part right there. I'm going to grab this real quick.
All right, you go right ahead. Again, we thank you guys for spending your Friday night with us. We love it. We love it. We love it. We hope you guys have a wonderful Easter. I remember God is just good. You can't be God's given. I don't care how hard you try. So,
amen.
We got a few more things to do. AJ's going to get some more of his creativity. Yeah, well, we just appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Yes, sir.
Hey. Author Alice from Asheville, North Carolina. Will take what I really love as a squad in the Queen Court Friday night at 8:30 and be sure and check out the hilarious Two-Piece Johnson is just amazing in the best way. And you can always check me out at www.alisonmdc.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Destiny. I'm out of the state of Virginia, and you're now listening to AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Welcome.
Hello. This is Miss Silhouette coming through just to let you know that I truly do love listening to AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Six Eyes Radio Network. Thanks for all that you guys do. You guys are truly, truly an inspiration. Be blessed.
Your confidence is something the world will always attack, because self-worth and inner peace is something that they will always lack. Your confidence stands strong, and your strength you will always endure. You light up any room with your radiant glow, and your deepest intentions are always pure. Your presence is made from greatness, from the one who sits on high. He said that you were wonderfully made, and you are beauty to any eye. Your confidence or your joy, the world can never take, because you are true to who you are, and your image is never fake. So look yourself into the mirror, and enjoy what you see. Because each day I pray you love yourself as much as I love me. This is the Queen from the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad, and of course, the Queen's Court. Have confidence in yourself. Hey, Jenny.
Take.
Hi. A, B, C, D.
Yes,
H, I, J, K. H, I, J, K. Q, R, S. W, X. Now I know my next time I want you. Yay, Jenny. Woo. We did it. Yay, Jenny. Whoop, whoop.
Mommy. Be different, 'cause you are alive.
Who Would Have Imagined a King by Whitney Houston.
Oh.
So sweet.
You never know what you're going to hear when you call AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court.
I second your motion.
When I heard that song, it was like no-brainer. I just had to work on getting it right there. And you missed it because I told you, I, we were talking about the show, whenever we were talking about Journey being at the show, you missed it. And I said, Journey's going to be at the show. You just didn't pay attention.
I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to appreciate just a second. I'm not a Silhouette. I'm not a Sister Clayton. I'm not even a Miss Sylvia. I'm none of them people. But this song is, you know, tonight this has been a blessing for me, and I know it's because God is just doing what God does, despite it all, and he'll even bless the mess, and he's definitely blessing us now. And I, in my spirit, just want to thank him, and it won't be, you know, like I say, I ain't trying to win the BET Award or nothing, but
you are you, baby. You are a queen.
It's just on my heart, and it's just, ooh, I tell you. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done. You've done for me, your blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Woo! I just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me, your blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, honey. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Go, baby. Go, baby. Go, baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
Hey, guys. Good. I can't thank him enough.
That was good.
Ooh, I tell y'all, God don't play about me. I've been trying to tell y'all that. God don't play about me.
I know that's right.
Okay, let's go back over here. Whew. Destiny, where you at, girl? Where you at?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oui. Hey, honey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank you. I will be reading a poem called What Is Easter? It's not about the eggs to hunt. It's not about a bunch. It's not about brand new clothes or candy as sweet as honey. On this day, many years ago, a man named Jesus Christ, upon his cross for you and me, gladly gave his life. Not for sins that he had done or crimes he must repay. He done it all for you and me. For our sins, he died that day. But that's not the end of Jesus Christ. They put him in a grave, but 3 days later, he rose again. Our sin debt has finally been paid. So this Easter, as you hunt for eggs, dress up in your brand new clothes, don't think about the Easter Bunny. Think about why Christ arose. Thank you. Happy Easter, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I better get some jelly beans from somebody. I'm just saying. I don't eat about the candy, but I'd eat my jelly beans. right. We are winding down, winding down. All right. Miss Silhouette, do you have a poem for us, my friend?
Do I have a poem? Oh.
If not, I can go to somebody else while you think of one. I'm just saying, you know.
Okay,
I should always give people time. Let me. I'm sure Evangeline Slate would love to sing, you know. Or you just.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yeah. I'm sure she would love to. Evangeline Slate, would you not love to?
I would love to.
See?
Praise God. While my daughter's getting ready. Amen.
Yeah.
God be the glory. Hallelujah. The life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The love we give is not our own. The love we give is not our own. The love we give is not our own. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. The life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The love that he gives is not our own. The love he gives is not our own. The love he gives is not our own. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, 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 you. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, 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 you. We belong to you, God. We belong to you. We belong to you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We got some great singers in here, boy.
Okay.
Amen.
I give myself away. And part of the song it says, how does it go? My life is not my own.
Mm-hmm.
You, I belong. I give myself to you. That reminds me of that song. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I give myself away.
Yeah.
So you can use me. I give myself away. Hey, use me. Miss Silhouette.
She ready.
Was that enough? Was that enough time? Or you need? Or you need some more time.
Let's go, guys. Okay, I wasn't prepared.
It's okay.
Okay.
Sometimes that's the best time.
Easter time is here again.
I was just saying sometimes that's the best time.
You're right. Easter time is here again, but many do not know what this time really means or what happened long ago. Filled eggs and chocolate treats are masking the good news. We get to take its holidays, but its message we may lose. How many children know the truth or parents teach the word? The story of Jesus as a man who came to save the world. Our sins he bore on the cross, he bared on the cross to save our souls from hell. He rose from death to help man spread words of God to tell. Let our hearts fill with joy as its meanings understood, to be with God forevermore in presence of such good. Our our fleeting life upon his world is just a moment past, but taking God's wonderful gift, it won't be our last.
Beautiful lady.
All right, see?
All right, great. How sweet it is.
That part.
Definitely.
Of course she did. Definitely. Of course she did. Of course she did.
Beautiful.
What'd you say, Godfather? This is a great Friday.
Just one
not a good Friday, but a great Friday.
That's just one black man's opinion, huh?
How sweet it is.
All right, Jay.
That was beautiful.
Well, that has covered all on my list. We've got about 7-8 minutes to go. Does anybody have anything else they want to do or say? If you do,
I would like to say I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I would really like to say thanks to AJ, who worked so hard each and every week to put the show together. You really don't realize how much it is appreciated. Although I joke and tease with you, but really, I really admire your magnificent personality and the way you conduct yourself to put such a wonderful show together. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Much respect.
Aww.
You know, and yes, go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God. I second that emotion, Godfather. You know that song said, I second that emotion. Now, we know.
Yes.
Well, I second that emotion with you. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for even if the devil wasn't stirring in our hearts, then we would know that God was up to something.
Amen.
So we see what God was up to tonight in spite of situation. So, you know, we take that with a grain of season. You know, you can season it with whatever you want to season it with. You know, collard green, macaroni, cheese, chicken, whatever you want to season it with. Well, we take it with a grain of seasoning because what God has for you, it is for you. And no matter how the enemy come in, amen, and try to disturb, if we didn't have the enemy disturbing, you wouldn't know how good you are in putting
amen.
What God has put together. So we glorify the Lord tonight. I just want to thank all of my fellow men that came out, the women that came out, Sister Gibber. Thank you, my dear sister. You know I love you and nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Pastor Gwen. Amen. I'm so grateful and appreciative of you, Pastor Gwen. I know that I can call on you, so I'm grateful. I thank you for my dear Sister Vivian. Amen. And all of these are in different places. You know, we're in different places, but thank God for Sister Vivian. Amen. And thank God, amen, for my Sister Carolyn. Amen. Smith and all of those. And you and you, the squad, how the squad just take things, man. And, you know, even negativity, get that negativity and twist it up and something positive come out of it. Thank God for Journey. Thank you, Journey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank each and every one of you in your respective place again. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. And that's who we are, the squad. We always make it happen. And what you need, God's got it. I'm completed.
Right.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you for being willing to take that on and do such a great job with it. We appreciate that. And
you
other squad members, don't think that you got off the hook, because there's
going to
be some other times I'm going to come to you and I'm going to say, you know, Pride and Joy, can you get the na-na-na? Destiny, can you do the na-na-na? Mr. Tony,
mm-hmm.
can you? Okay, I'm just saying. My pastor always say, don't go to church and get stuck on that pew. I'm just saying. You got to come off of it sometime again and get some work done. So just know that you will be called upon. You can tell me no if you want to. I mean, that's not going to do any good. But you can say no if you want to. But
Amen.
I know God ain't going to let you tell me no.
The Queen, I just want to say, to the Lockleys that I didn't call your name, but you know you are already a squad member. You know, we love you and thank you for all that you all do. Amen. For the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queen's Court.
Amen.
Thank you all. Amen for all that you all put in. Amen.
We just thank you guys for spending your Friday night with us. Again, another phenomenal show, another great show, and we thank you for spending your night with us and to celebrate Easter. We wish you all a very, very happy Easter. And like Ms. Rucker said, it ain't about going to church and being cute. Go to church and give him his highest praise, you know. Put your running shoes on. Take them hats off. Glue weave at home if you have to. Go to praise the Lord, honey. Don't worry about who got what, who got there.
Amen.
We know there's going to be a lot of people in church that ain't been out yet. We don't even care. As long as you got praising God in sincerity, that's all that matters to us. Give him what he deserves. So I say thank you for that. Anybody else? Anybody else? It's not AJ, it's yours, baby.
All right. I want to quickly remind everybody, don't forget Saturday nights right here on the 6 Hours Radio Network at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check out the founder of the 6 Hours Radio Network himself, Mr. 6 Hours, kicking it with the crew. Make sure you go and check them out on Station 1, 424-243-9617. And don't forget, every Friday night right here on 6 Hours Radio Network, make sure you come out and check out AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court right here on Station 2, 515-605-9340. And don't forget, every first Friday of every month, the Queen's Court. Make sure you come check them out. I personally want to say thank you to Evangelist Clayton and her whole entourage. I want to thank everybody who participated tonight and made this another phenomenal episode. Of course, I want to say thank you and give appreciation to my queen for all that you go through, all that you've done, for all the hard work that you did contributing to this show. I want to thank, of course, all the squad members and each and every one of our callers here tonight, you know, always being here, whether it's giving love and support, you know, adding your suggestions, your opinions, and all the contributions that you give to all the people who are listening to our podcast every Friday night, because what we are, what we represent, we are here to motivate, inspire, uplift. We are here to find those in the darkness. We are here to spread love, to spread the light, to give people who may be in doubt a reason, a glimpse, if it is nothing but just a little glimpse of hope that may change their life. And I am honored and proud to be a part of what we have all come together to build, and I am once again honored by another great show that we have put together. And within saying that, as we always do before we get up out of here, God grant us the serenity to accept those things we cannot change, the courage to keep changing those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Mr. Clayton, give me a call, please.
Has she left?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, sir. No, sir. I just.
Sister Clayton, did you hear him?
Yeah,
I don't think she heard
him. Godfather, he's talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Will you give me a call, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I will.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome.
Only here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything they would like to say? Any comments? Anything before we get up out of here? All right, I'm gonna grab this. You take care of that.
All right. I love you all. Have a great
Always.
Night.
Bye bye. I love you, baby.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, baby.
Have a nice day.
Take care, everybody.
Night. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Night. 919. Hello. You've been listening to the phenomenal AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the Six Eyes Radio. Thanks for tuning in, America. See you next Friday. Good night, everyone. Happy
Easter.
Good night, Easter.
Everybody. Happy Easter.
Are you a Christian, or are you trying to be a Christian? That's two different things. I can't explain to you what a Christian is, but I can tell you what a Christian isn't. If you think negative thoughts, and you know that's not the thing to do, if you wish bad to happen to people, or you're jealous of material things, take a look at people who say they are Christians, yet they judge and criticize. They condemn and promote hate and dissension. God is the reason you are hearing this right now. And you ask God for something and feel you are doing everything right. But in reality, you are not. And I'm not saying this because I am. I am human and subject to error. I have committed sins for sure, but I say constantly, God, forgive me for the wrong I've done. Amen. When you feel like you're done.
Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
And before we go, right quick, we just want to send our condolences to the family of Louis Gossett Jr., who passed today. So AJ and the Squad of Queens Court sends their love and prayers to the family of Lou Gossett Jr. Good night, America. We'll talk more about that, I promise.